producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What is it here? 7 past the hour. Where are you at this morning?
Where are you at?
I made it in. You got to get
I'm
up
here.
In.
I'm here.
Yeah,
come
you're
on.
Here.
Let's see. Rich
Jennifer's
is here.
Ken's here.
Ken is here.
Mm-hmm. Missing one
I'm
person,
here.
I think. He'll be along in just a minute. This is the Doug Steffen Show, minus Doug Steffen.
Doug Steffen.
Momentarily. So Jen, Ken, and Rich are here with you. Kind of checking out what's going on. This, hey, listen, you've got to stick around for a couple of minutes here because we have Ali Velshi coming up to talk about this article that we discussed a few weeks ago on red light cameras and how you are getting it in the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from your local governments because they are retiming yellow lights to be able to try and get more money out of your front left pocket.
He has no front right pocket.
Drives me crazy.
All right, so that's Ali Velshi. You'll be here in a few minutes. Who?
Velshi.
Ali Velshi. Velshi?
Velshi.
I know it's not too authoritative at all, though, do I?
No.
You just sound like even you believe that.
You're like, yeah, that's what it is.
I bet if you look that up, somebody will be able to look that up. Right on that. Okay, so I'm looking at a picture taken outside of a polling booth in Houston yesterday, and a man my age is holding up a sign that says, no men in women's bathrooms.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Vote no on Houston prop number one.
Because you've been very interested in what's going on in Houston, and so I did a little bit of
research. I was trying to get the story right, because I was thinking this was all over Texas.
We got it right. I mean, they voted this prop one down, but here's what they were calling it. They were calling it the bathroom ordinance, because opponents of the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance branded it the bathroom ordinance because it played up the argument that would allow men dressed as women to use women's restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They even did a television ad featuring a little girl being cornered by a man in the restroom. So basically, this would provide transgender people a reason to use whatever bathroom would be appropriate
for them. This is one of the most closely watched referendums around the country yesterday, by the way.
Correct. Yeah, the Houston mayor, who's gay, supported it.
Back up just one second. Mm-hmm. This would allow men who dress up as women.
Transgender people to use
the bathroom that they've changed to rather than the bathroom that
they
used.
Have
they
had their parts changed?
Not clear.
I don't think it was clear in the ordinance. Basically, it said it would protect against gay and transgender people who wanted to use men. It would allow men dressed.
Make a difference if the parts have been changed. You go sit on the toilet. What's the difference?
Yeah. That's what opponents to the bill were saying, but it was an anti-discrimination bill. It wasn't about using the bathroom.
Supporters sold it as an anti-discrimination measure.
It wasn't.
Right.
The text wasn't, but it was sold completely differently.
They're calling it the bathroom ordinance.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's what people who didn't want it to pass
said
that it was bathroom. Yeah, that's what
but
they
said.
But
it had to be part of it, right? That actually
no,
had to
it
be
wasn't.
Part of it?
No,
it had nothing
it wasn't.
To do with bathrooms?
No. Not at all.
So what did it have to do with then?
Had to
discrimination
do with discrimination.
And employment
but what does that mean?
Housing.
I mean, like, what are the details?
If you're gay, they won't hire you.
Right.
If you are markedly gay, there are companies who will not hire you. And then you get into the whole thing of, well, if I own my own company and I don't want to hire somebody who's gay, I shouldn't have to hire somebody who's gay.
How can you call it a bathroom ordinance then? And I'm saying, I know people sell it and spin it in different ways, and there's obviously probably multiple elements to this bill. But if it didn't have anything to do with bathrooms, how could they say that it did?
Because how could they say whatever they want.
Well, it depends on who called it that. The opponents labeled it that in their advertising, and that was it.
Right.
But if it didn't, it would have to have something to do with bathrooms.
Why? Why are you so stuck on this?
Come on now.
No, because I'm just curious.
Do we have
I'm
to have a law every time somebody gets offended? Really? Really?
If that were the case, then I'd law you.
Yeah. I offend you every day.
Yes.
What are you going to do about it?
Find you're very offensive.
Because they're saying that this, I mean, I'm just reading into it a little more, and it says that Houston could have will lose out on major events like the Super Bowl because it does have something to do with the bathroom situation.
But it didn't. But that was just the fear to get people to vote against it.
Right, so they're not going to let football back.
I'm voting against it anyway because I'm tired of voting. Everybody's offended, and now we have to have a law.
And we have to. Every day we're going to have something that offends Richie.
Every day.
I think we should plan on that.
We should have it at like
when you're putting things together for the program, make sure there's at least one thing that offends Richie.
Right.
Do we have a Tuesday at 4:50 or at 50 past the hour?
It's actually 14 past the hour in a moment or two. Ali Velshi is going to be with us. We're going to talk about a study that was done regarding these red light cameras. That's up next year on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license all 56, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We have quarter after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Ali Velshi with us, who's an anchor for Al Jazeera. That's a cable news channel that covers all the news everybody else does. Some people like it and some people don't. And it's really kind of silly that people like it or don't like it based on the name, because they are not any different than NBC, ABC, CBS. But some people say, oh, are you kidding with a name like that? They've got to be pro-Muslim. So I'm not sure how we take the pro-Muslim approach, Ali, to this. When it comes to the red light camera fiasco around the country, this is something that is universally hated, and it is universally wrong. You have covered the this fellow that runs the leading manufacturer of red light cameras, Redflex, pleading guilty to bribery charges in both Ohio and in Illinois. So what's the rest of the story here?
Yeah, so look, red lights, running red lights is dangerous. There's no question about that. In the last 10 years or so, probably 9,000 people in America have been killed by them, and that's because these T-bone crashes are amongst the most serious types of crashes you can have. So back in 2003, Chicago started installing these red light cameras. They installed 384 of them. Well, it turns out, around 2012, we found out that the Deputy Transportation Commissioner in Chicago, the guy who had overseen the selection and installation of the places that they would go in, was getting a kickback of $1,500 per red light camera to go in. So this guy made $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So the bottom line is that nobody ever likes these red light cameras, and we can discuss the studies about what they do for traffic safety. But in Chicago, nothing. People are just mad. They associate the red light cameras with corruption and graft, which is not brand new to the city of Chicago.
Right.
And so as far as they're concerned, the city is in the hole right now for $754 million. And since these red light cameras have been in, they've brought in $500 million. So they're municipal crack for the city. And that's the issue. Are these good? Are they there because they're good for public safety?
No.
Or are they there because they're easy to get people and get money? And finally, they it's not the same thing. A rear-end collision is virtually never fatal compared to a T-bone crash. But they have increased rear-end collisions by 22%. I know that I've done that. When I think there's a red light camera and a light changes and I'm not sure I'm going to make it, I slam my brakes on, and then I look in my rearview mirror to see if there's anybody else going to hit me. So a lot of issues around red
light
cameras.
I'm hoping the camera, when I go through, will see my middle finger.
Alec, have they looked into the timing of the yellow light to be able to entrap more people with the red light camera?
Yes. So federal guidelines say that yellow light intervals should be 3.2 seconds. That seems to be enough time for your brain to get around what's going on and for you to make a good judgment based on your speed and the condition of the road to stop. Chicago has said that the red light intervals, the yellow light intervals should be 3 seconds. Now, we can agree with that or not agree with that, but that's the standard that Chicago has set. But some people say that the yellow light intervals in Chicago, as many as 75% of the intersections, are shorter than 3 seconds, and our spot check of one of them in Chicago confirmed this. It was 2.87 seconds. Not that much, but when you're making that kind of
a
difference.
That's a lot. It is in those, yes, absolutely. That's a lot of time in that circumstance.
So add that, Allie, to the amount of T-bone versus rear end, and how is the government hurting people here when it comes to
people are being hurt because of this, just so they can get money.
Not just financially, but how many crashes is the government causing by changing the yellow
lights? I'm making the point that you're making. It's the same thing. This is more than outrageous. This is damning.
They're saying that the number of T-bone crashes is down precipitously, and that's true. The number of rear end crashes is up 22%. But that one particular light that I was telling you about, the one we saw, and their critics say there are many of them. There's a guy called the Red Light Doctor. If you get a ticket, he goes and measures the yellow light interval. One of those lights, they've been issuing a million tickets a year. I mean, these things are bringing in tons and tons of money. And by the way, you started off by talking about the CEO of Redflex, one of the main makers of this thing. This is apparently their way of doing business. They pay bribes to officials to get these things installed.
So where else in the country is this happening? Where else in the country will they find that this has been happening? Everywhere?
Federal investigators are looking all over the place. And one of the frustrations people have, again, in a place like Chicago, Chicago's got a bit of a crime problem. So the idea is, people say, put some cameras on our streets here and just outside of Chicago. Yeah.
One of the 42 guys is going to murder somebody this week in Chicago.
Right. You worry about public safety. Why don't we do that? And if your technology is that good, put cameras. I mean, obviously there'll be civil libertarians who'll have some issues with that. But that's the issue. Is that they're not convinced that this is great for public safety.
It is.
And these shares of this company are way down. They were $4.15 back in 2005. 35 cents a share now.
Allie Velshi here on Good Day.
Oh. are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of New York and News Talk all here together. This is the anniversary, November the 4th, 1922, King Tut's tomb was discovered in Egypt. I'm telling you, every time I turn around, because Meredith is over there, there's something going on in Egypt. She actually saw the tomb in the Valley of the Kings on her trip. It was essentially under a house that had been built for workers excavating the tomb of Ramses IV. So they weren't looking for this. It was just they were digging around and they found the tomb. King Tut came to power when he was 9. Pharaoh of ancient Egypt until his death when he was 18. Most of these kings or the leaders were killed by their surrogates. It's like, you know, remember Cardinal Richelieu and what he was doing in France? Well, this is he was the power behind the throne, and so they'd kill the kids and they'd bring in the next kid. That's how it worked. Anyway, this goes back.
They were a prop.
1352. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's right. Exactly. What
is it the power behind your throne, Mr. Plumber, or Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean.
Okay, just.
Yeah. I want to know the story behind that. All right, next our video of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
From yesterday, it was quite good, and we didn't have a chance to focus on it. Came from Australian drummer Kai Smith. It's a tribute to Ringo Starr and the Beatles. He plays a drum chronology of their music catalog. You gotta see this video of the day from yesterday. Actually, today's video of the day is good from Mashable, a collection of quick clips from NASA and other sources celebrating the 15th anniversary of the space station. But I think this is so compelling because we all love the music. All the songs that had drums in.
And he's playing the drums, you can't tell on the radio, but he's playing the drums all, it's all nonstop as the clips are changing.
He's wearing headphones and listening to this mashup of all the songs and playing drums along with it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it mimics what Ringo is playing in the songs, right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, listen to it.
Well, the great thing about about it is we recognize all the songs, and there are hundreds of them. And Ringo banging away on the drums and all of them.
The great thing is this guy is ready to play 5 to 10 seconds of every
Bing,
Beatles
bang,
song.
Yeah.
Bing, bang,
yeah.
Boom.
This was not edited. This is just he goes through it on the fly.
Right. So he edited the songs together, and he's listening to them, and he's just playing along with what he's listening to.
Yesterday.
Who is drumming here?
All my troubles seem so.
Yeah, he reaches over and stops all the cymbals and just sits back and waits. Oh, that's awesome.
Yay,
yeah.
Trevor!
So yesterday, the song before, when it ends, he just reaches over and grabs the cymbals and stops them and sits back kind of respectfully.
Uh-huh.
And then when Day Tripper starts, he bam.
Like that. Oh, another great day. My God, what a great time it is. It's a nice song.
Oh, this
Ringo.
Is awesome.
Isn't it nice? What a great trip down memory lane.
Oh, you got rain in there.
What brilliant lyricist. Ringo does this in his act. There it is! Good day, sunshine.
Let me take you to...
So, great tribute.
This thing is
super. Check out video day
5 minutes long.
Yeah, very good. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And Jennifer Warren agreeing that I have a nice butt. That's why they
Luke Bryan has a nice butt.
I thought you were talking about me.
Country singer, Jackie.
I have just taken my daily dose of cod liver oil, so I'm all revitalized and raring to go into the next issue. I thought this was sort of interesting. The fellow that used to run Sotheby's, a fellow named Alfred Taubman, had collected $500 million of art over his years running Sotheby's.
Wow.
And the reason I know that is because they had an auction yesterday. He died to sell all of his works of art. They got $543 million for various things from Matisse and Picasso and Schiele and just very interesting old masters. Raphael. I like Raphael's Rubens. I that wasn't Raphael.
So say, how'd you get your hands on Raphael? That should be locked.
Yeah, that's a story.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Put it down. Raphael's okay.
Okay. The story in New York, people are talking about this week, Roberta, the confused marathoner who apparently got lost after the race. He was found. It took him 2 days to find this guy. The race was Sunday. And he got lost and he didn't know where he was. And they finally found him yesterday riding. Sort of reminds me of that old song from the Kingston Trio, the MTA. Ride forever through the streets of Boston. And this guy was riding around the subway, didn't know where he was.
Oh, my God. And seriously, IQ tests for people. We need to, really? Poor
guy. Well, the poor guy probably couldn't even speak English. I there are a lot of people that are more foreigners than Americans that run on that race.
That's true.
That's true of most of these marathons.
Yes.
Look at the lineup. I remember when I was involved in the Boston Marathon for a number of years, and you look at the roster of people, there were never, I shouldn't say never, but there were certainly more African and European names on the list than there were American.
The Kenyans.
The Kenyans have every year.
They eat it up, man.
Ever and ever and ever. The Pentagon today suspending a missile surveillance program because of the blimp.
Floated away.
Well, I mean, think about this for a second. The blimp is the reason they are cutting back the missile defense surveillance program. The blimp that broke free from its moorings last week in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and floated into Pennsylvania.
Moron's the word. The one that broke free from its morons, not its moorings.
There's a story in today's LA Times about the investigation. They say, this is by the way, a $2.7 billion project. Yeah. This is not, and they had nobody watching this blimp.
Say what you will about Huckabee, but he had such a great analogy during the last debate about how this blimp mirrors what government is.
It was great.
It was
an overpriced gas bag that floats away, and then they change their program because the balloon floats away. Are we just so embarrassed?
People without power, but we have so much money invested in it, we can't give it up.
So embarrassing.
Yep. There's a new program, Roberta.
Yeah.
Called MyRA, a government-backed retirement savings program. MyRA, check it out, M-Y-R-A. But this on the heels of another government program that launches next month. There are a lot of skeptics about this program, as there are skeptics about the program beginning next month. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 5% down mortgages, 600 credit score. Be able to do that next month. This month, you can get a free low-risk financial account designed to jumpstart your retirement savings. This is for low-income Americans. Program aimed at workers without access to 401ks. Anybody learning less than 131 grand a year.
But that's low income? Less than 131 grand a year?
Less than 131.
I think we all qualify for this.
Individual or families?
It's 193 if you're a family. 131 for the individual.
193 for a family, and that's low income?
Well, listen, I'm looking at the government definition. You can start saving money from your paycheck, or it can come out of a bank account automatically. Money can come from a tax refund if you want. This is supposedly like a Roth IRA, but it only is invested in U.S. Treasury. That's why the government's doing it. It's more borrowed money. They're taking money from you.
They're borrowing your money.
There's so much borrowed money that they can't spend it, so now we get to do it. So it's very exciting.
Tell you something, 100 grand don't go where it used to go.
No, but 100 grand is still.
It's still 100 grand.
But it's going to be $193,000 for a family? That's not chump change.
Yeah. No, no.
On Sunday, I was walking around Long Beach, and we went into a restaurant. A friend of mine and I had lunch at this very nice restaurant, Pier 22 in Long Beach. And I looked out the window, and I had to do a double take. There was a cruise ship, and I think it was from Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was huge. Remember when you and I were on the
cities.
Roberta, we took a bunch of listeners on the USS Norway, remember?
Yes.
And that was around the Caribbean. How many years ago was that? Was that 13, 14 years ago?
At least.
And Roberta chastised me because all they did was sleep. I was on the ship. Roberta stayed the whole trip. I would get on at St. Thomas and get off at St. John's.
For a one-week trip, the first 3 days he slept, the fourth day he left.
That is so rude to me. Why would you do
and
that?
And there were all these listeners on board. Right. And I was the
hostess with the most. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up.
By the way, we got another cruise coming up. You guys are all
nobody saw Doug. Where's Doug? I don't know. The fourth day he leaves.
Gosh. That is mean, Dougie.
I think you left it. You left in St. Martin.
I was on at St. Thomas.
I got to get out of here. I can just see you. You know, you're bad enough when you go to breakfast with somebody. You're like, I got to go. Like, there's like a switch that flips in your brain that's like, okay, it's fun. All right, got to go.
I've had enough of you.
I can imagine you on a cruise vessel.
That's why Rishi and I, we have lunch the last 15 minutes and we're all done.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, this new cruise ship, which is the aim of my discussion here, sailing from New York, this is perhaps the hottest new cruise ship. It's the Anthem of the Seas, Royal Caribbean ship called Anthem of the Seas. Sail 5 to 12 night voyages to Bermuda, the Bahamas, Caribbean, and New England as it gets started. It's got all kinds of features. It has, its bars do not have human attendants. The bars are run by robots.
Really?
The bartenders on the bars on this ship are robots. It has a skydiving simulator that you can... It's like you were jumping off the ship, but you're not.
Oh, my goodness.
Bumper cars on the top deck. Roller skating.
Wow.
It's what? Just like, why go on to...
I don't know why.
It's,
I don't get it. Why not just stay on land?
Yeah.
Well, if you want all that stuff out in the middle of the ocean.
I'm flabbergasted by this.
The only benefit of that is
this is family, though. They're trying to attract families going on cruises instead of just old people. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, you're going on a cruise to the Caribbean, let's say, and there's no outdoor space. There's no place to take in the wonderful weather in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're in the middle of the ocean.
You're inside playing bumper cars.
You're inside playing bumper cars. That whole concept, it just totally escapes me.
All trying to make money, though, right?
Yeah. Making money.
Okay. I personally don't like large cruise ships, though.
No, I don't either. I wouldn't do this. The little picture of the boat that Meredith's on going up and down the Nile. What a magnificent! It's just a little ship.
River cruises are.
It's a river cruise.
Oh yeah, river cruises.
Viking cruises are great. That kind of stuff is fun.
Windstar. If you've never been on a Windstar cruise, oh my goodness!
But you can't enjoy it if the weather gets bad out in the middle of the ocean. Where are you going to go?
Well, yeah, there's plenty to do. I mean, but it's a
river cruise, Dougie.
No, but I'm saying if you are out on this ship like the Anthem of the Seas we're talking about here, and you're in the middle of the ocean and you get a storm, you know, where do you go?
You just ride it out.
No, you go under. They have stabilizers and everything.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're going to sink. It just is uncomfortable because people get seasick. These tall ships, some of them are 14 stories, 15 stories high.
Okay, time's up for the cruise chat.
All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss what actually happened to Robin Williams on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, I want to tell a story.
He's still right.
He's still dead, but there's interesting information from his wife as to why he died. Okay, 23 million people in America have bought Neo 40. Man, does that tell you a story in and of itself?
I haven't taken mine yet.
That's why this is a reminder, Richie. Those of you who are onto the Super Beats program and know the story of Neo 40 coming from the same company. What Neo 40 is basically a capsulized form of Super Beats, and it melts in your mouth. The product goes instantly into your system. It's assimilated into your system, so you get the benefits. It's a short-term gain, though. It's like having a cup of coffee without the caffeine. Have it in the morning, maybe you have it later in the day, but the long-term benefits of Super Beats, because both of these, I think, have a place, a really strong place in your daily routine. They energize, they open up, the nitric oxide opens up your arteries so the blood flows better to all parts of your body, your muscles, your brain, all of your organs. So you can say yes to the following offer. Two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price, then you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, the book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strip so you can see just how much you have in your system and how much more you need to have, and then there's free shipping to be considered, money back guarantee. 800-655-4183, or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com. Improve your circulation and your heart health today. 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office.
I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's down.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
All right, now 48 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I with a focus on what happened to Robin Williams. You may have seen or heard that his wife now has decided to tell the story. Her name is Susan Schneider. She broke her silence. Interview with People magazine that will appear in the magazine next week, speaking about their separation, their struggles with his dementia. And apparently that's why he decided to end his life, Roberta. It looks like, there are a couple of other things that were going on with him, but it looks like the depression from the dementia was, and I, you can see.
And it was also, he had a type of dementia. It's not Alzheimer's, it's a different type of dementia.
Yeah.
It's called DLB, yes. And what it does, this disorder is known to cause rapid and unpredictable fluctuations in mental status, hallucinations, impairment of motor functions. Even speaking to people who have been deceased, she said that his mental state was like a ping pong ball. It just kept going all over the place, and I had a feeling it was something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he just couldn't live with it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, apparently when you get this, you don't know what you're doing, who you are, what's real, what's not. And he decided that he didn't want to live with this anymore. It's the second most common type of dementia, Alzheimer's being the first.
Yeah.
So I think she did this to educate people.
Well,
I had no idea this existed.
Important. And by the way, you just
really
said something
incredible.
That was very important. Alzheimer's is a type of, the overall problem is dementia.
Right.
When
right.
you lose brain cells and or things, the brain cells are altered.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in any number of ways. We've had the last week or two a conversation about wine. Stay away from it if you're a woman in your 40s and 50s and 60s, because it's bad news when it comes down the pipe, according to the studies. One glass a day is okay, more than that, and it'll impact your... all of these things are individualized because our chemistry and our bodies are different, mm-hmm. but there's enough similarity so you can draw some conclusions. And it's clear that drinking marijuana, drinking marijuana, good dog, but drinking wine, and also marijuana alters your brain chemistry.
Oh, big time.
Not doing you any favors.
So, this is the kind of stuff, you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, there are things, there are choices. We all have choices to make.
Right.
51 after the hour, and good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Just the expert here for you on the Good Day program. In a moment, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, they're the publisher of the Frommer's Travel Guide, will be here. We'll be talking about holiday travel. Is it too early to book? Is it too late to book? And some of the other ancillary things that surround concerns and focused on travel this week here on Good Day.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. In the Doug Good Day program, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, Frommer's.com. A great place to get travel advice. I have a couple of anecdotal things here, Pauline, as we get started. This is the anniversary of Northwest Flight 188. On this date in 2009, overflying its Minneapolis destination by 150 miles. Remember when the air traffic controllers tried to wake the pilots up for an hour and they couldn't get
to
them?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. So that was a crazy one.
What do incidents like that do to the reputation of an airline? Do people actually think, I'm not going to book any flights on Northwest, which doesn't exist anymore anyway, it's part of Delta, but do people think that? Do you think that's their experience, or they just hear the story and say, oh, or do they take, like, sort of umbrage at all airlines and airplanes?
I think it really depends on how many incidents there have been. Obviously, Malaysia Air is in trouble now financially. I think a lot of people are very nervous at the prospect of flying that airline.
Yeah.
Others survive it because, frankly, there aren't that many.
Yeah.
We don't have that much choice anymore.
No, we don't.
It doesn't seem to be affecting travel. This recent tragedy with the plane in Egypt will probably affect travel to Egypt more than that airline.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are nervous about the security procedures because folks who seem to know think it might have been a bomb, the worst bombing in 20 years, if that's the case.
You know, as a personal anecdote, my lady friend is traveling in Egypt right now. She was in Cairo for 3 days, and now she's taking a cruise up the Nile from the Anwar region where the dam is, and they flew down there the other night, and this was the day of the crash that she got on a plane in Cairo. It took her 2 hours to get through security. They had changed everything, and it was a two-hour-plus wait to just get on this plane to take the hour-and-a-half ride down to the Anwar area.
Well, I'm better the wait than any kind of problem.
Yes, right.
I'm glad that they're changing the security down there. I mean, I think this is really going to badly impact their tourism industry, which already was badly impacted by all the problems of the last couple of years.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the way people ought to be approaching travel for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Is it too early? The bargain's going to continue. There have been a lot of people say it'll be cheaper. How do you figure things are going to happen?
There are no bargains anymore, especially for Thanksgiving. Those were gone a couple of months back. And every day you wait to book an airfare for Christmas is a day that fare is going to be getting more expensive. We got kind of laissez-faire about airfares right after 9/11 when airfares were so cheap. It's just not the case anymore. There aren't as many seats in the sky as there are would-be flyers, especially around the holidays. So book now. And if you're going to be driving, which the vast majority of people are, be smart about it. Make sure you check your car. Make sure you have an emergency kit with you that has a car jack, that has blankets, that has a charger for your cell phone, which is your most important tool right now. The vast majority of people are going to be on the highways, so avoid the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after,
which are the
worst travel days of the year.
Awesome. Find good hotel rooms as well if you're driving. You got to get on that. Don't wait till the last minute. There are a lot of these sorts of bits and pieces of advice to the travel guide, Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com. Pauline Frommer here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.